Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised Second Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 70 of Heroes Unlimited, and praise God, the combat glossary is just about over. I'm tired of talking about this bullshit. There are only two entries here to finish things off. Simultaneous attacks, which is that thing where you try to punch them and they try to punch you and you just punch each other right in the face. It notes helpfully that this tactic can be used by any OCC, which, number one, no shit basic combat rules can be used by any character class. Number two, by the way, there are no character classes in this game. They're power categories. And then there is sneak attacks or attack from behind. Quote, when someone sneaks up, prowl or attacks from behind or above, using the element of surprise on his opponent, the attacker has the initiative. The opponent is unaware that he is about to be attacked and has no time to prepare. The sneak attacker has the first strike. His victim stands totally unaware and does not even get a parry for the first strike. If the opponent survives the first strike, he can gather his wits and strike back and or parry the next attack, but still lacks initiative for that melee round in which combat was begun. No doubt you can hear the telltale sound of the boxing fairy. Assuming that any ambush situation we would play out in this group role-playing game would be a one-on-one affair. Then on the lower right-hand corner of the page, we have an illustration. This is a superhero with a mammoth upper body and humongous hands. I'm not sure if this is meant to be perspective or if this is just a really weird-shaped superhero, but his fists are definitely bigger than his head. His forearms look to be about twice as thick as his thighs. If this is meant to be perspective, then there's got to be some kind of like a fisheye lens involved. The superhero is also wielding a chain, and the chain is making the perspective even more confusing because the part that is further back is like not as much smaller as it should be compared to the part in the front. But how big is this chain anyway? This isn't the worst piece of art in the book, but it's just like a little bit more than this artist could chew, I think. Maybe this artist should have taken a cue from that guy a couple of pages ago, like that robot that we were talking about, and just had this character, instead of sort of diving into action in exciting comic book fashion, maybe he should have just drawn him with his arms stretched out, like spread eagle, facing camera directly, with no like foreshortening or perspective confusion at all. That would have been a lot easier to handle. As it stands, he's a fucking abomination. And the rest of this page is text we've seen before. SDC values for airplanes and boats and doors and handcuffs. All that stuff was in Ninjas and Super Spies, and you know what that means. It's time to take a break from the world of Heroes Unlimited and take a look at a wonderful thing from a random page of Transdimensional Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm rolling the dice now. So I've rolled a 12, and this is a really interesting page of Transdimensional TMNT. One of the options this game offers, because it's a game all about mutant animals, right? There's the option to play a mutant human. Now, this is strange because the way mutant animals work, as we'll in fact be talking about later in Heroes Unlimited, is that they start as an animal form. They get default features according to their animal nature. Then you spend points to make them more human-like. In order to implement a mutant human, then, you have to describe how to essentially buy back extra points to spend on cool powers by trading away your human features. But there's no other animal to move toward. So there's an illustration on this page, and I'll put it on the Instagram, of this little adorable, slightly creepy, fetus-like floating human individual. Sort of baby-like, sort of looks like a fleshy upside-down bowling pin. This is the undifferentiated little blobby form that humans tend toward, I guess, when they lose their distinctively human traits. I find it to be cute, and I appreciate the option to make my human more cute so that he can get psychic powers. There's text on this page specifying exactly what you get when you lose your distinctive human appearance and features. So for example, a mutant human automatically starts with fully developed hands, but you can get up to 30 bioE, that's bioenergy points, for trading away your human hands. And what you're left with if you do that is, quote, the hands become rounded pink paws and their fingers are just little stubs. Hands can no longer be used for picking up or holding onto objects. Most manual slash technical skills such as pickpockets or auto mechanics become impossible, minus 65%. It's a little odd that impossible means minus 65%, but whatever. Far be it for me to suggest that your game should not include a flying mutant baby trying to engage in some auto mechanics with his little pink paws. Likewise, you can trade away your bipedal nature and instead turn your legs into useless stubs so that you got to use a wheelchair or your arms to move around. As for your looks, you can get back, 10 BioE. It's, you're not hitting the jackpot here, but you can get a little payback if you give up your distinctive human facial features so that, quote, characters' face and body become hairless and featureless. The nose is a tiny bump with two holes, eyebrows are gone, the mouth is a lipless slit, and the ears are tiny. Other humans will see the character as a strange monster from outer space. Now, I can forgive the game for saying this because this was before the advent of more genre fiction on television. As you know, if you're familiar with like the adipose from Doctor Who, from back in the David Tennant days, modern humans will not see you as a strange creature from outer space. Modern humans, if you are a little amorphous blob of baby-like goo, will think you're adorable and buy a lot of merch of you. So it's win-win all around. Here's the weirdest thing though, and this is, again, I always have to say that I love the details in this game. This in itself is cool. The ability to play a mutant human who is like sort of evolved slash devolved into this amorphous little pink form, already that's fun. But it's also about what you would expect from this odd idea. Transdimensional TMNT usually gives one little tweak, one little extra push to put ideas like this over the top. And here we get that from speech. You start automatically with full human speech. If you give it up for 10 BioE, quote, the ability to speak is totally gone. However, the character is able to emit certain kinds of electronic radio and radar noises. These are not intelligible to anyone else, seemingly nothing but random static. Because, of course, when you boil a human being down to the bare essentials, just a floating fetus, of course it makes radar noises. Of course it makes staticky radio sounds. I don't know why it's so perfect, but it is. And I, for one, am extremely thrilled about the prospect of playing a floating pink radio baby. So that's enough transdimensional TMNT for today. Join me tomorrow as we move beyond the combat glossary in Heroes Unlimited and onto hand-to-hand combat styles on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That's ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Art of Escapism, whose work you can find at soundcloud.com/artofescapism. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.